Philip Clark for Fran Kelly. As we've heard this morning, fans have been mourning the loss of singer Amy Winehouse, who died over the weekend. Much has been made of the fact that she died at just 27 years old. Now, many other great performers died at the same age, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain. But will she herself be remembered as a music great? Tim Ritchie joins us now. Tim, good morning.
Good morning to you, Philip.
How important was she?
Well, I think that she had a fantastic voice, and so that's a given. She has a fantastic voice. The thing that made the difference is that she chose a style of music that was completely out of the trend at the time, which was a big Motown soulful kind of voice, where she just said, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, which is like a lot of those people you named. I'm going to do what I do regardless of the industry. And it just so happened that the industry went... sucked that up and turned her into this star, 5 Grammys on her last album. And it's a pity that she'll be remembered for the stuff rather than her voice. But her voice is, I think, something memorable.
Extraordinary voice, actually. You can see why.
Yeah. And it's just this, and she lived the life, and that thing that says, I'm a star in the way I sound and then the way I live my life. And if you're that young and people telling you you're fantastic, stuff can happen, and it did.
Yes, a musical genius, but unable to cope with the rest of the demands of her life. On her life. All right. Our album of the week, Tim. What have we got?
We've got a woman by the name of Lucy Thorne. She resides on the south coast of New South Wales when she's not touring Australia and the world. This is about her 5th album or so, and it's a sign of her maturity. She's a poet, and she sings in the world of pop folk, if you've got to stick it in a box somewhere. And she teamed up with Hamish Stewart, who's this famous drummer. He's a great drummer, and together they've produced this album. It was made live to tape, and so it's real performances, and along with players like Abrams on keys. So it's a sound that will take you to not a place like young Amy will take you to. It's luscious, seductive, close, and it's sparse. She's recorded this album in a way to let the music breathe, so it's the lack of it being dense is where the quality is found. Shall I find some for you?
I think we should.
Circles we move in just ain't that big.
Lucy Thorne, and the album is Bonfires in Silver City, Tim Ritchie's album of the week.